WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Dreamers is the first feature film in 5 years from the 63-year-old Italian director Bernardo Bertolucci, best known for Last Tango in Paris and his Oscar-winning The Last Emperor. Set in Paris in 1968, it's an intimate and sexually explicit portrait of two young men and a woman who hole up in a townhouse reenacting scenes from movies while the city outside explodes. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Bernardo Bertolucci has the perfect subject in The Dreamers for his sensuous style and his psychoerotic sensibility. In the first few minutes, you get passion for movies and political demonstrations and a tantalizing whiff of the sex and hysteria to come. The young American narrator, Matthew, played by Michael Pitt, has come to Paris in the spring of 68 to watch movies at the Cinémathèque with what he calls a Freemasonry of film lovers. He wants to sit close to the screen, he says, so he can receive the images while they're still fresh, so that their power doesn't dissipate before they hit the back rows. That sounds pretty fanciful, but Bertolucci's images make you feel as if you're in that same metaphoric first row. Even when those images are edited in from other films, in direct quotations from Godard and Joseph von Sternberg and Chaplin, they're a vivid part of the characters' inner lives. Bertolucci probes the locus of the dream world and the real world in ways that reach back to the French New Wave, only with more control and much more ambivalence. The Dreamers comes from a novel by Gilbert Adair called The Holy Innocents. The title characters are Matthew's fellow movie lovers, Theo and Isabel, played by Louis Garrel and Ava Green. He meets this dark, sultry, and intense couple during a violent demonstration, after the government has fired the politically outspoken director of the Cinémathèque. But instead of taking to the streets for more political activism, the young American moves in with them. They're brother and sister, it turns out, the children of a well-off celebrity poet who leaves them alone in their house, which is dark and rambling, full of long corridors, like the Castle of the Beast in Cocteau. It's there that these borderline incestuous siblings admit Matthew into their freaky psychosexual playpen. And here that Matthew, exploring the connection between uncontrolled sex and unlimited freedom, is finally forced to grow up. Much of the media talk about The Dreamers focuses on its NC-17 rating, and while there's no hardcore action, the squirm factor is off the charts. Sick pop quizzes, like the one in which the penalty for not identifying a movie reference is having to masturbate in public. And there's the scene in which the three characters lie naked in bathwater, turning red from Isabel's menstrual blood. The novel's bisexuality is here only a tease, but the hetero stuff is explosive. Ava Green's Isabel strikes one delirious, self-infatuated, femme fatale pose after another. It's no wonder that Matthew goes along for the ride. But then he begins to find it all as gross and infantilized as some in the audience will. And he hears in Theo's Maoist declarations a similar infantile egocentricity. This is where Bertolucci, the old communist, might surprise you.
The Red Guards that you admire, They all carry the same book. They all sing the same songs. They all parrot the same slogans. So in this big, epic movie, everybody is an extra. That's scary to me. That gives me the creeps. I'm sorry to say it, but for me, there is a distinct contradiction.
Why?
Because if you really believed what you were saying, you'd be out there.
Where?
Out there on the street.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. There's something going on out there. Something that feels like it could be really important. Something that feels like things could change. Even I get that. But you're not out there. You're inside with me, drinking expensive wine, talking about film, talking about Maoism. Why?
Okay, that's enough.
No, tell me why.
That's enough.
Ask yourself why. Because I don't think you really believe it. I don't think you...
You speak too much.
Michael Pitt isn't ideally cast. He has a great, wide-open Leo DiCaprio-like face, but he doesn't give off feverish intellectual vibes. He's an inarticulate stoner type. And his renunciation of Maoism and violent demonstration sounds a little smug to me. It's not that the sentiment is a problem. It's that it's not the anti-Vietnam War American in the middle of the moment talking. It's the 60-ish director and screenwriter with their 20/20 hindsight. It's also quite an admission from a director who came of age as an artist in the late 60s and went on to stage his own movie-fed communist pageant, his epic 1900. With his lyrical interpolation of old film clips, Bertolucci both celebrates movie-fed glamour, then goes on to show the perils of a medium that can't help but favor masturbatory fantasy over political reality. The Dreamers doesn't achieve the mixture of longing and despair in Bertolucci's masterpiece, Last Tango in Paris, but it's a wonderfully suggestive, teen-pick version of it.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.